Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, Ian
and Joa.
Welcome back, Joa.
Thank you.
If you went on a little vacation, right?
I did, yeah, over in Maine.
Well earned. You didn't get into any trouble over there in Maine, did you?
No.
So you didn't do any, like, of your normal First Amendment audit stuff while you were out there?
No.
Yeah? Okay.
No, I just went on the
beach.
It
was a real vacation, then.
Yeah. I have no tan lines now.
So, welcome to the program. There's obviously big news that, you know, definitely needs to get discussed. And Matt is actually joining us here tonight. Welcome to the program. Oh, actually, need to turn your mic on. How about now?
Hey, everybody.
All right. And hey,
Matt.
He is.
Hey, Joa. Hey, Ian.
Hey, are you guys ready to get a vaccination? Because
can't wait.
Joe Biden says now all employers with over 100 employees, which I imagine is a fair number of people. I've heard estimates in the 80 to 100 million people range in the United States are going to be told that their employees must be vaccinated.
No. They don't say employees. They say workers.
Workers.
They are beating the word workers to death.
What do you think the difference is?
Commies love using the word workers.
But what does that mean, that they want to vaccinate all of their contractors?
I have no idea.
People that aren't employees, technically, connected with.
That's interesting.
Investors.
My company has asked that all the subcontractors get vaccinated as
really?
Well. Really? Yep. So,
what about you?
Sure, I'm vaccinated.
you got one of those fake COVID cards?
I don't think you want to admit that on the air. If you
come on, yeah, don't admit that.
So,
yeah, no,
but
yeah.
The standard consensus amongst all the subcontractors is basically, I'm vaccinated. So, pretty much everybody's on the same page.
This has been all over the news today, and at least as far as what I can see on social media, yeah, at least with the libertarian folks that I'm following, there's a lot of talk about secession. There's a lot more than I'm used to seeing out there as a result of this particular news. It seems like this is pushing some people over the edge to say, you know what, enough's enough. This federal government has gone too far. And that's not all that they're doing. They're also announcing a series of initiatives to so-called combat COVID-19. And so Biden came out with a six-point plan earlier today.
I'm sure he thought of it all by himself.
I think he's just reading a teleprompter.
You think?
Yeah.
I think he can barely do that. The guy can barely stand him.
Really.
He has a tough time out there. There's no doubt about it. I didn't watch the actual hearing because I tend not to like to spend time on politicians. But I do have a summary here from Business Insider, where Biden said, quote, "This is not about freedom or personal choice," in a fairly candid moment. I mean, he's telling you the truth. He said it's about protecting yourself and those around you. So it's all about safety, and you can't have total safety unless you have total control. And even that's still truly an illusion. I mean, even with a total police state, even with total fascism, total government mandates, you can still slip in your bathtub.
This is clearly an obedience, push. It has nothing to do with what the so-called virus. It has nothing to do with that. It's just they want complacent people.
Pure dominance and submission.
And that's what they're getting. I mean, it seems like that's what people want.
I don't know, man.
No?
I don't agree with that. I think it's baloney. I think we're led to believe that everybody wants that. I think there's I've seen it amongst my colleagues, and they are pretty much go with the flow group of people. Usually this one, there was a lot of, and I don't think so on this one.
So they've gone far enough, is what you're saying? They've flown far enough?
Yes, yeah. I mean, everybody sees the writing on the wall. If you're going to tell everybody that everybody's on board, then I don't think you should be believed, because I don't think everybody's on board.
Well, everybody's clearly not on board. I mean,
I don't think most people or even a large fraction of people
Well, I mean, are these numbers accurate that we're seeing of people getting the vaccine?
No. Yeah,
it's pure propaganda.
I heard a rumor that there's a fact checker going on right now. They've spent a lot of money in New Hampshire to make sure that what the news is reporting is accurate. And from what I know, they haven't found anything accurate. And
I wonder how far off they are then.
Yeah, this is Sinclair. Can I say that?
Sinclair, the communication?
Yes, this is Sinclair doing this. This is like big corporate networking. Mm-hmm. Remember that whole thing where they were like, this is important to democracy, right? Like, it's like they showed clip over clip over clip of these news stations.
Saying the same thing.
Yes, this is a threat to our democracy. And it's just, that's what they're doing. They're reiterating all these...
So wait, Sinclair is doing the study, or Sinclair is bringing out bad or misinformation?
Well, that's what I think is happening. Yeah, because they can push it amongst many news channels, then it becomes truth because many people repeated it. When there is actually no sources and people are trying to fact check, and the hospitals won't give up information, so just you could just straight up say this is false. This is false because they're not finding evidence of these claims.
If you want to weigh in here, your thoughts on the vaccine mandates, the numbers, are they even close to what they're saying? According to Biden, he's claiming there are nearly 80 million Americans who are not vaccinated. So at the very least, official government numbers are saying a good third, roughly, of Americans don't have this vaccine. And some number of them just got one dose and then they stopped. And I don't think they're counting those one-dosers with that 80 million. So you add the one-dosers in and maybe you get, a larger number. But if it's actually much higher than that, I would be interested in finding that out. How you would find that out, I don't know. Because it's going to be hard to measure this. I mean, they're going by supposedly official numbers of whatever these vaccination clinics, somehow they're reporting and calculating who gets these vaccines. I mean, from what I understand, they do require ID, so they must have some kind of a database somewhere. Ostensibly of who's doing this, but to try to figure it out through some sort of independent means would mean like doing a poll or something like that. And then how many people are going to be honest with that particular poll? I mean, that's always a big question, is if you're asking people about taking drugs on a poll, for instance, some people are paranoid. They're not going to tell you the truth because they don't know who they're talking to. So they're, you're not going to get truly accurate information. And then, of course, just looking at case studies, looking at your friends or whatever, that's obviously skewed because you're more likely to be around people that think like you do. So, of course, asking people you know, hey, have you gotten a vaccine? Most people are probably going to say no.
It's like, no shirt, no shoes, no service. Well, now they have these signs saying, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. And I'm breaking their policy every time I go in there because I refuse to get that vaccination.
And I refuse to wear a mask.
I don't mean to lie. I'm not trying to lie, but I'm breaking policy when I walk into that store.
Well, I wouldn't say that's a lie, necessarily.
I read the sign on the door. It's right next to the handle. I mean, you can't miss it. And I am just ignoring it. And they're assuming that I'm vaccinated.
I identify as illiterate.
According to Business Insider, Biden announced a series of new initiatives to combat COVID-19, including a stricter vaccination requirement for federal employees. They're now getting rid of any kind of testing option for federal employees. If you work for the federal government, now they're mandating vaccines. In a speech today at the White House, it comes as they released a plan to combat the rise of the Delta variant. Biden said at the beginning of his speech, quote, "Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated." So once again, trying to put people who are unvaccinated into the class of being the problem, being the thing that needs to be eradicated. Right?
It might as well be a distemperament shot at this point, Like they do with dogs.
What is it, distemper? Distemper shot.
Makes them calmer.
Oh, really?
Mm. Well, distemper is a disease that can kill a dog, too.
Right,
I mean, but there are plenty of, what do you call them? Chemicals that can subdue you.
Oh, yes.
Chemical
lobotomy, basically.
Yeah,
and to a certain degree, it can be, very small lobotomy.
To make matters worse, he said there are elected officials actively working to undermine the fight against COVID-19. He says this is totally unacceptable. We'll get into his six-point plan, which is actually much longer than 6 points. But we'll dig into that somewhat here, and you can share your thoughts with us as well. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Plus, officials in Australia are starting to tout the words New World Order publicly. We'll talk about that coming up.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and as always, you're invited if you want to join us here. number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Joa. Joe Biden gave a speech today telling people to get vaccinated and saying that he's going to be mandating that all companies with over 100 employees will have to mandate vaccines of their employees. And, again, if you want to comment, you can join us here. As he laid out the planks of his plan, according to BusinessInsider.com, he took a shot at Americans who have refused to comply with pandemic-era rules, saying, quote, "If you break the rules, be prepared to pay. And by the way, show some respect," he said, as he announced he is doubling TSA fines for anyone who refuses to wear a mask. So they are going to continue with the mask mandates on federal property, according to the whitehouse.gov/COVID plan that they just released today. So the 6 points are broken down into several sub-points beneath them, so it's probably more like a 50-point plan. But under the increased testing and requiring masking subheader here, they will continue to require masking on federal property, doubling fines for mask violations on interstate travel, and other various different aspects to this. Yeah. So, and of course, you know, it's still not even wintertime yet. Likely as flu season kicks into gear, then these people will get even more desperate sounding and the policies will become even more stringent. They are going to, as I said, require all employers with over 100 employees to ensure workers are vaccinated or tested weekly. So there's going to be a testing option for those of you that want to have a something shoved up your nose once or more times per week. So, I mean, neither of these options for those of us that value our bodily freedom are acceptable in my book.
There must be something to this, too. Like, if a company has, say, 120 people working there, I can see 20 people getting laid off so they don't have to comply with this.
Yeah,
or,
sure.
You know, I don't know.
I don't think that, you know, what are they going to do if you don't comply with it anyway? Like, what's the punishment going to
right.
be? Apparently, it's actually the occupational health, whatever, OSHA, those people.
Yeah.
They're bringing them into play here, so maybe it would be fines from OSHA, potential shutdowns. We've yet to see how this is going to play out. In addition, they're going to require vaccinations for federal workers and for the millions of contractors that do business with the federal government.
So, now, I've worked on work sites. I'm not going to like say where or when, but there's a lot of things going on when it comes to subverting OSHA rules. And not that I was doing them. I was just a minion working for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But these things happen. They constantly are working around these systems because no one can really keep up with it.
How could you?
It's already like, you know, this is, I'm talking like, you know, 15 years ago. They couldn't keep up with it. And
the government people can keep up with it because they're the most lazy, parasitic, shiftless, useless animals on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Did I say that out loud like that? I mean, it sounded that like a grip.
requiring
so,
COVID.
Hey, don't work so hard. You're making me look bad, okay?
They right. do that. They
oh,
do that
I was stuff. Told that.
Yeah.
In the union, I was yeah. told that.
Yeah. Requiring COVID-19 vaccinations for over 17 million healthcare workers at Medicare and Medicaid participating hospitals or other healthcare settings. So if a doctor's office, if a hospital accepts Medicare or Medicaid, which is probably like 90%+ of them, there are a few that say, no, we don't want anything to do with that paperwork. We don't want anything to do with the government strings and all the requirements that come along with Medicare and Medicaid. But, you know, the supermajority of these healthcare people are accepting Medicare and Medicaid, and so now it's going to be a requirement. If you want to keep accepting Medicare and Medicaid, you've got to get vaccinations for all your staff.
I'm hoping all that these nurses and doctors that are refusing, they bond and band together or whatever, and they start their own kind of agorist hospital, because you know what? I don't want to go to those status hospitals.
Me neither.
I don't want to go to a hospital that's full of those spike protein-shedding vaccinated people.
I didn't want to go to a hospital before the so-called pandemic.
That's true.
And it's worse now than it's ever been.
Yeah. Have they not like discouraged that our whole lives? Like, oh, I don't want to go to the hospital. No. Like they've been like trained us to be fearful of it. And
Now they're doubling down on it.
Yeah. Well, I like what you're saying there, Joe, the idea of the people who are either quitting their jobs in healthcare because they don't want to get the vaccine, or they, you know, maybe they're going to stick it out and see what happens. Because I think that's one of the best things you can do is just say, look, if you don't want to, if you don't want me here, then fire me, but you know, I'm coming to work.
Did you see all the pictures of the nurses and the doctors who've been quitting and leaving their shoes with a piece of paper under the shoes saying, 22 years of service, and they'll like, and they'll walk away. They'll just take their shoes off, put
good
them on.
But what are those people going to do? I mean, some of them are obviously going to retire, but others...
Some of them just said 1 year of service. Like, these people are just starting their careers. They're brand new, and they're walking away from it. And they've got school loans to pay, and they're still walking away because
that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of honor.
So, what are they going to do? I like Joe's idea of opening up some sort of underground facility. Unfortunately, that's what it's going to have to be because you've got state governments telling people that they're going to pull their licenses.
I say, you know, come to Keene.
Nobody's better at creating black markets than governments. It's their number one job. It's all they do. They've largely been able to dodge. Healthcare has largely been able to dodge it. But this is just overboard, and there's a lot of people in healthcare saying, this is not something we can do. And I blame all of this on doctors who don't stand up against it because they're sheepish cowards who want to keep their $85,000 a year job. You know, it's like, come on, stand up, be a man, be a woman, be an adult, be brave, be an American, and say no.
We need 101 nurses, exactly or more, to step up and get band together. Call themselves workers.
They're easy to call themselves workers. There are easily that many, though.
Like,
they're all over Twitter. They're all, you know, they're all over Facebook and Twitter saying, and they're all getting the block, you know, the little warning X about COVID-19 from, you know, the social media titans.
We just got another strike on the YouTube channel this week, so we're not streaming on YouTube.
Congratulations.
Now.
Yep.
High five.
For quote-unquote medical misinformation.
Of course.
So, just a matter of time before they take us down entirely. And unfortunately, healthcare does rely, the industry does rely on a lot of centralization because the government has built it that way. You have to get a license. You have to get a permit. You have to have, you know, you can't just go and start a hospital. You have to go to some bureaucracy first.
Yeah, regulatory capture. It's everywhere. You can't do anything without a special permission slip from a bureaucrat.
It's like, you know, like massage therapists change their name all the time. It's like, oh, it's Body Works now. No. It's something else. It's this. It's that.
They're trying to avoid regulations.
Why don't we just rename it? It's like, instead of calling it a hospital, we can call it Body Wellness Checks.
Sure.
Which on one side of the coin, I'm like, high five, guys. Way to run away and hide. That's an ineffective way to run away. But at the same time, you're running away and hiding. When are we going to stand up and say no? Like, you can't run forever.
No doubt about it. And that's the other problem is if you don't stand up and you do run and hide, then they just pick you off one at a time.
Yeah.
Right.
You
know? Yep.
Oh, we found this one underground hospital. Okay, everybody here was arrested, and then the other people are scared because no one wants to get arrested.
No.
People don't want to go to jail. And so they, you know, double their efforts to stay hidden. I don't know.
Fake COVID cards.
Yeah, but we can talk about that coming up here in a moment. I know you have a story about some state troopers, of all people, in Vermont, who were making allegedly making fake COVID cards.
Really?
Yeah.
Production.
Like selling them.
Yes.
Right? We're coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden rolling out new vaccine mandates across the country at the White House on Thursday.
the president saying too many Americans aren't vaccinated against COVID-19, and he's announcing new vaccine mandates for a large portion of the workforce.
The Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis already pushing back on that notion, saying he will not be imposing vaccine requirements on workers in the private sector, and saying threatening people with their jobs will backfire. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Biden administration is taking the state of Texas to court over its new abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing a lawsuit that's being brought against the state as abortion is once again the center of a fierce political debate.
This kind of scheme to nullify the Constitution of the United States is one that all Americans, whatever their politics or party, should fear. If it prevails, it may become a model for action in other areas, by other states, and with respect to other constitutional rights and judicial precedents.
Many children who lost parents on 9/11 are reflecting 20 years later on how they were impacted by the trauma. Marie Klein's mother, Susan, an insurance executive, was killed that day. Marie says it inspired her to become a social worker specializing in anxiety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. If you want, you can join us. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joe Biden making it clear in a speech today that it is not about freedom, as he is quoted here over at BusinessInsider.com. It's not about freedom. It is about slavery. Well, he didn't use that word.
What he said, but it's what he's saying. You could say it a lot without saying anything.
He misspeaks a lot.
I mean. Yeah. I wonder, like, how they're making him, like, is he, like, a possessed human body? Like, how are they making him function? We know this guy, his mental faculties are, they were shot a year and a half ago.
Yeah. When he was, what, 78 or something, yeah, when he was running for office?
Yeah.
He's got to be coming up on his birthday pretty soon.
Yeah, which, I mean, if it's Ron Paul, it's one thing. Ron Paul's mental faculties are still sharp as a tack.
Ron Paul goes on, like, a bike ride every day.
Every day.
Well, I mean, have you seen the movie Weekend at Bernie's?
I'm wondering, like, how are they doing this? This guy's basically a robot. He's a literal puppet at this point.
It's really pathetic.
It's scary.
It's kind of scary. Like,
it's really creepy.
I mean, I'm not surprised they put someone like him in that position because it's like, oh, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. No, put him in.
Yeah. He's going to die soon. And so that would mean, Kamala Harris is going to be president at that point. Wouldn't that be worse?
Yeah. On the upside, you know, she's such an overbearing, like, she's a wide open commie tyrant. That woman is an absolute nutcase, blatant tyrant. She's the one that, like, imprisoned like half of the black people in the state of California, for crying out loud.
Sure. She was the the top prosecutor, wasn't she?
Yeah, it? And she's very proud of that.
Attorney General, I think.
Super proud of that. Yeah. She'll talk herself up about that accomplishment all day long. And I think she is so overbearing that it might actually give a lot of fuel for Supreme Court cases to just smack stuff like that down over and over and over again.
She'll sit in the court of someone like innocent going to jail, and she'll be like, "Yes, we did it."
Yep.
Like, it's sick. Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh, she'll hold up flags of the state and wave them. Woohoo.
Well, what's interesting is we've actually got some indicators of even the police saying they've had enough of these mandates. You've got a story, Joe, coming up here about some state troopers in Vermont that are now apparently under federal investigation for making fake vaccine passports and allegedly selling them.
Yeah.
There's also another story I've had sitting in show prep about the Chicago police, who by no means are freedom-loving guys.
Not at all.
But they, guess what? They don't like being told what to do as far as vaccine mandates, mask mandates. So I'll pull that story up, too.
But they're resisting, I guess, right?
Yeah, let's go to Vermont first.
This comes from the New York Times. I think they got it from the Boston Globe. Three Vermont state troopers investigated over fake vaccination cards. The officers have resigned, and federal authorities are investigating, the state police said this week. And that's, you know, September 8th. Was it yesterday, right? And I just lost it here, guys. Sorry.
That's all right. So they are facing, as I understand it, federal prosecution for this. They were selling vaccination cards to, I'm guessing, their friends, their buddies, and somebody probably snitched them out, would be my guess.
They were accused of being involved in a fake COVID-19 vaccination card scheme, and they all have resigned amid a federal investigation, authorities said. Hmm. The troopers, I'm going to say their names. I like saying these guys' names. Sean Somers, Raymond Witkowski, David Findel were suspected of having the varying roles in the production of fraudulent coronavirus vaccine cards, the Vermont State Police said in the news release.
Aren't they all fraudulent?
That's what I'm saying. I think it's, the whole thing is fake anyway, so what's the difference? You know, like I was telling people like on social media, like, why do you want these fake slave papers?
Because they didn't have medical licenses. That's why
they're
fake.
They're not in the gang, if you
will. They're not in the
gang. They're in a gang, but not the gang.
Now they understand how regulatory capture affects their day-to-day business.
They're on the outs for once.
Yep. Good for them. I hope it feels good.
Somers and Witkowski resigned on August 10th, a day after another trooper raised concerns. What's that?
Wimps.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. They're kind of cowards. You know, I think, like, you know, what they were doing was just trying to make a profit. But it's just like, you know, you believe in the state so much, you become a state trooper,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of, like, turn on your own people. It's just strange that they went this route.
Well, I mean, they're not speaking, obviously. They're not talking about why they did these things, but clearly they had, you know, the motivation in this case, and I'm guessing it's because they personally oppose mm-hmm. these vaccine mandates, and they figured, well, you know, I'm a cop, so I can sell these things. People will trust me. Yeah.
It just goes on to say that they're investigating internally, which probably find no wrongdoings. Like, that's what they do.
I wonder how often, you know, the same exact type of investigations are done and nothing is even raised about it when cops are running drugs or selling guns or prostitutes.
Well,
or
that's what they're supposed to do, right? Yeah. Like, that's typical cop
behavior.
Steroids.
This
one goes against their masters of the federal government. This one is essentially, they usually go after you, as I understand it. Now, this isn't, you know, legal advice. This isn't the only way they're necessarily going to approach it. But they usually go after you for using a federal agency seal without permission.
Right.
So if you use the seal of the CDC and you put that onto a document and you say this is a CDC vaccination card or whatever, right, that is essentially what they consider to be copyright infringement, basically. It's their logo. They own that logo, and you don't have permission to use it, even if you're a federal or not a federal, if you're a state trooper.
It's almost like, remember Liberty Mint, and they used the word dollar, I think it was.
Liberty Dollar.
Yeah, and that's why they got shut down. They got all,
that's right.
My silver got stolen, guys.
Mine too.
All right. But I brought up this other article talking about the fines, right? And you could see up to 5 years in prison. And
these guys you're talking about.
No, this is not the same article. This is just like I looked up what are the penalties of having these.
Oh, okay. So in theory, making them probably is a higher penalty.
Right.
It's probably forgery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let this be clear. Like, if anyone's making their own slave paper COVID vaccine cards, whatever, you could sit in jail for 5 years. It's no joke. I'd just burn that thing right now in your backyard if you acquired one. It's scary that they even do this route. Like, people are trying to just live their days and, like, you know, just, you know, have access to schools. Like, it goes on into this article.
What's the crime, actually? Does it say in this article what the quote-unquote charge is? What is the actual crime? Is it forgery? Or is it something specific? Is there a specific prohibition on creating vaccine cards?
Let me see here. They were saying that the federal leaders are cracking down on the people making and selling COVID-19 vaccination cards. Let me see. Yeah, they looked legit, Evan Cogley said. But they found out it wasn't legit. He wasn't amused. It's dumb. Why you get the fake vaccine card? I'm just looking for it. So
that's okay. Yeah. You don't have the answer. It's all right. I'm just curious what they're charging these people with. So does it have to do, as I think it might have to do, with using the logo?
That's a good
can you make one without the logo on it, and then it's not so bad if you get caught with it? Or is that also considered fraudulent?
They're going to arrest Ron Swanson for having a note that says, yeah, so do this.
An FBI spokeswoman said using a government agency seal without permission is illegal, and you could face a fine or up to 5 years in prison. So I guess it doesn't matter if it's just a card or not.
That's what they're coming after, is people who are trying to make it look official by using a government seal. So why not make it look official? I'm just asking, right? Like, I'm not saying you should do this or anything like that, but if you're going to do this, leave the seal off. Don't use the term CDC. Don't use any sort of government language. And you could make some sort of generic vaccination card.
Well,
right?
this is where we need to stand up again, because next thing you know, there's going to be laminated state licenses, just like you ended up with driver's licenses this exact same way.
When you say stand up, you just mean to say,
no,
hey, look, I'm not vaccinated. I'm not
doing
gonna do this.
Could you imagine, like, not being able to go into stores if you didn't have a vaccination card? This is Nazi Germany.
That's
you
what's
guys
happening.
Don't get it yet.
In places like Germany right now, in France, in Italy, where they are mandating that you have these vaccination cards. Now Hawaiian cities are doing it too. More coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
So we were just talking about these Vermont State Troopers, Joa. You had a story out of, again, next door here. We're in New Hampshire, over in Vermont, where three troopers are accused of creating fake vaccination certification cards. And we were just kind of trying to figure out, well, how do they, you know, what do they prosecute for? And it sounds like what they go after you for is using the federal government's logos without permission. So they protect those very, very, they're very serious about it. And as you said, you could face up to 5 years in prison and some number of dollars in fines for doing something like that. So they take it pretty seriously. And I don't recommend that anybody goes out there and commits fraud necessarily. I like what you were saying, Matt. Just stand on your truth. Mm-hmm. Stand up for what you believe in.
Right.
And just refuse to obey.
You know what else I think would be a great thing to do, and this would be probably absolutely completely not in accordance with the law, but you could... you know, anybody could do this anywhere. Make billions and just millions of copies of vaccine cards that are real. And instead of, you know, handing them out, just kind of walk into drugstores, you know, where they have the, you know, the tear off for the promos and stuff. Put a stack on each of them. They'd blend right in. People go up and look at them. Huh, look what I have. I have a vaccine card now, and now everybody's got a vaccine card everywhere. Everybody's, and you're not handing them out.
I want to make it clear that I do not condone people to print these. Because you could, manufacturing is a completely different thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend anybody go and use any of these logos with at all. I mean, you don't want to pretend like you're the government. This is one of the reasons why you don't want to make like a fake license plate as well. It's not just the federal government that can prosecute for this; it's also state governments.
Sure. Yeah.
So if you, for instance, like there's websites online that I think one of I don't know if they're still in business, but I've gotten them from a couple. There's like licenseplates.tv and I think autoplates.something. And yeah, you're pointing to this Shire plate that I have here in the studio, Joa. And one of the reasons why that's a Shire plate is because it doesn't use any kind of state iconography. It doesn't claim to be state of Florida, state of New Hampshire, state of fill in the blank. Because if you claim to be the gang, Dang, gets really angry about that.
Yeah.
But if you just say, hey, this is our own license plate. This is our own private license plate for the Shire, which is a term that we like to use, some of us, for
or
for
a fictitious place in, you know, Tolkien's world.
Or wherever, whatever you want to put on there. Then you're not knocking off their product, right? It's something completely different. So when they came after me and they pulled me over when I was driving with the Shire plate on, they couldn't charge me with the whatever the fraud charge is of
improper use of license plates.
No. I got an improper, I got a misuse of plates charge.
Did you really?
But that's not, there's a totally more serious charge of using their, like, government name, essentially, without permission. I don't remember what the charge is, what it's called, but that's what they really like to go after people for, because that's the typical way people will, you know, make a fake
just the word Shire? Just the word Shire was enough for them to get you on that?
No, it was because so as I understand it, misuse of plates would have been the charge for, in my particular case, was because the car was registered, but it did not have its proper plate on it. But they couldn't charge me with fraud, which would have been like a felony.
Right.
Right? Because then, again, you mess with their logos, you mess with their names, they take it real seriously, and they take it personal.
Instead of it CDC on those cards, just change it to CCD.
Or whatever.
And then you just be like, have religious exemption.
At the same time, if you did, I mean, it would be totally illegal to do it. We know this at this point, so I'm not condoning anybody do this. I think it'd be really interesting civil disobedience, though, as to put stacks of these things out there that are dead copies. And because this is an act of war. They're waging war against the population right now, and everybody knows that. The first thing governments do when they go to war is they try to destroy currencies, and they do that by counterfeiting, and dumping money.
Well, it's legal when they do it.
Sure.
But not you and I.
Yeah, like I was going to say, even the Pope is saying that there's no religious exemptions if you're Catholic.
Yeah, I've heard that major religion so-called leaders have come out and made similar statements.
That's scary.
Like the top four religions or something like that.
Because you don't
want
to disobey God, right?
So that doesn't mean you can't have a religious exemption. That just means that you shouldn't be a Catholic. You know, that you should have your own religion, that you should, you know, find the things that resonate with you and create your own thing. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, the story from the Sun-Times. I've been holding on to this one for a few weeks because it's pretty ridiculous. It's kind of good, but kind of ridiculous at the same time. So she's forged ahead with an October 15th vaccine mandate for all city employees in the city of Chicago over strenuous and united opposition from all four police unions. They don't have just one police union in the city of Chicago. There's four of them. Lightfoot was quoted as saying in a press release, "As cases continue to rise, we must take every step necessary and at our disposal to keep everyone in our city safe and healthy." She goes on, "Getting vaccinated has been proven to be the best way to achieve that." I disagree. Seems like the best way to achieve it is to get COVID and beat it.
Yep.
And then you have an immune system that can beat it from then on. But anyway, she says she's joining other municipalities and government agencies across the nation, including the military, who are making this decision to protect the people. But for whatever reason, turns out the four different police unions don't agree. They're actually coming out against what the mandate is from the city who employs them.
Good. Now, where's the teachers' union and the medical people unions and all the other unions? Let's hear all the unions.
Employees can apply for a medical or religious exemption, but those would be reviewed by the Department of Human Resources on a case-by-case basis. Fraternal Order of Police President John Catanzara has been at loggerheads with Lightfoot on many issues, and this time he's not alone. Quote, "It ain't just our guys. It's the sergeants, lieutenants, and captains. This is a united front. It's no longer John Catanzara's big mouth, like they like to spin it all the time." He continues saying, "This has literally lit a bomb underneath the membership, and what are they going to do when 4,000 or 5,000 coppers say, screw you, I'm staying home. You're not going to make me get this effing vaccination. Don't pay me. That's fine, we'll see you in court." Unquote.
Tough.
He said he's not threatening a blue flu-style protest. He claims the city is literally talking about putting people on no-pay status who refuse to get the vaccination. Quote, you're not going to pay me, you're going to make me stay home, but you're going to have thousands of coppers willing to stay home, not getting paid to not get a vaccine, and then what are you going to do for manpower on the streets, he says. So it sounds like the police are willing to strike over this particular issue.
Why do they make me want to support them? I don't want to support the police ever. I don't ever want to support. But you know what? If this is a hill they're willing to die on, hey, I'll go die on the hill with them. I kind of hate to say that.
The next quote, though.
Oh, no.
Quote, we're in America. It's again, the police union chief here. We're in America, gee damn it. We don't want to be forced to do anything, period. This isn't Nazi effing Germany where they say, step into the effing showers, the pills won't hurt you. What the F, he says. So, the cops don't like being told what to do.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Cops, that's always the way with cops. So they always see themselves as the truest Americans, and they're the ones with the freedom, and we've earned our freedom. We wear the stripes and blah, blah, blah. Dude, hate to break it to you. Everybody's an American. Everybody has rights, not just you. And I'm glad you're seeing it with yourselves. Now, let's see if they feel this way about when it comes time to forcibly vaccinate the population. See if the cops will go point guns at citizens' heads because they're not cops.
They have to feed their families, right?
Yeah, just got to go home safe at the end of the night.
Well, I like watching auditing videos. Yeah. I do the auditing myself, but like I was watching this one guy get pulled over, and he's like, "Cops lie all the time." And he's like, "No, we don't. I've never lied." I was like, "Are you kidding me?
That's a lie."
And the guy, who's actually the guy that they pulled over, was a private investigator.
Oh, really?
He was a former police officer in that county.
Wow. So he knows.
Yeah,
he's worked with these people.
Know. Yeah.
So I just thought that was interesting because, you know, the irony of the police, the police in Chicago, one of the worst, most corrupt towns, you know, cities on the face of the planet. Oh, now the cops don't want to be forced to do something.
Mm.
They say, period, he says. It's America.
Where's New Orleans stand on this? Where's LAPD stand on this? Where's the NYPD stand? I want to hear some more of these giant corrupt monsters.
He says, nobody knows what the long-term side effects could possibly be. Nobody and anybody who says they do are full of S.
What? So, nobody's full of S? No.
So kudos to him for making this stand. I mean, I will, you know, give them some appreciation where they deserve it. But if only they actually held to this belief. Yeah, you don't like to be forced and told what to do? Well, guess what? Neither do we. A lot of people don't like that. Yeah, now you know how it feels.
But you better stand for that national anthem or else.
603-283-6160. You've got, actually, a story about the national anthem coming up here in moments. It's going to be a mandate in that free state of Texas, apparently.
There it is.
Coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.